Acontra Podcast Conversations for the Curious Essential Knowledge Simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Acontra AI. Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Today we're plunging into, well, a challenge that I think haunts almost every talented creative person out there, that terrifying gap, you know, between having incredible artistic skill and actually running a stable, thriving business.
Yeah, absolutely. For you, the listener, maybe you're an amazing illustrator, a designer, a painter, a crafter. You've got the talent down, you've mastered the craft. But the big question is, how do you avoid becoming that cliche, the starving artist, and step into being the CEO of your own creative work?
Exactly. And that's why we're deep diving into the blueprint offered in Art Inc. by Lisa Congdon and Meg Mateo Lasco. Our mission today is to pull out those core strategies, the ones that let you make money from your passion, but crucially without feeling like you're selling your soul. It's such an important book because it really goes head to head with that damaging myth, that idea that financial success and creative integrity are somehow separate things, or worse, that they're opposed. The authors completely flip that. They argue that financial stability, that's actually the engine for creative freedom.
Mm.
Think about it. If you're not constantly stressed about paying the bills,
you can actually take risks.
Precisely. You can afford to make those big, messy, truly authentic creative leaps.
That is a powerful shift in thinking. Okay, so let's unpack this idea then. Can knowing business actually make you a better artist?
I think it can. And the authority here, it really comes from the unique combination of the authors themselves.
Right, their partnership.
Absolutely. The book works because you have these two distinct but complementary perspectives. First, there's Lisa Congdon. She's the successful artist entrepreneur. And what's really fascinating, and I think relatable for a lot of people, is that she started her professional art career later in life.
Yeah, I read that like in her early 30s or even late 30s.
Exactly. Which speaks directly to anyone maybe starting a second career or, you know, trying to finally monetize a passion they've had for years.
She's the living proof, isn't she?
No.
Built this thriving business illustration, painting, big brand collaborations too, like Target, Crate and Barrel.
She brings that lived experience, the creative intuition. She knows the industry from the inside out. And then balancing that, you have Meg Mateo Lasco.
Okay, so she's the business brain.
She's the hard business strategist. Yeah, a designer herself, but also a serial creative entrepreneur. Her focus is on the practical stuff. Strategy, demystifying contracts, branding, operations, making all that complex business jargon accessible.
Right, taking the fear out of things like LLCs and licensing for people who are understandably maybe more focused on the canvas than the contract.
So together, they bridge that gap perfectly. It's not just inspirational fluff about follow your dreams.
No, it's a manual.
Yeah.
Grounded in both creative vision and the practical realities of running a business.
Which leads us right to the book's core idea. Talent is crucial, obviously, but it's not enough on its own. It has to be paired with proactive, professional, and strategic business thinking. They're talking directly to visual artists here.
Illustrators, designers, painters, makers, anyone selling something tangible or visual.
And the big insight, I think, is that the problem for most artists who struggle isn't a lack of talent. It's the lack of business mechanics.
You mean like structures around pricing or contracts, marketing?
Exactly. You can be the most brilliant painter, but if you don't know how to invoice properly or protect your copyright,
you're vulnerable. You won't last long term.
That missing structure creates instability. So the book lays out this really clear kind of five-part journey to fix that.
Okay, walk us through it. It starts with mindset, right?
Yeah, first is the mindset shift. Getting rid of those limiting beliefs, especially the awkwardness or shame around money and selling your art.
That's huge.
Then you build the foundations. This means a real business plan. Figuring out your niche, who you're serving.
Okay, foundations down. Next.
Promotion. Building a professional portfolio, actually using digital marketing effectively, not just posting random stuff.
Makes sense. Then the money part.
Right. Monetization. Mm. Exploring all the different ways to earn income licensing, selling prints, commissions, maybe even teaching.
And finally, the stuff everyone dreads.
The nitty gritty. Yeah. Legal structures, contracts, finances. But the book makes it less scary.
And what feels unique is how they keep circling back to the emotional side, tackling that fear of selling out.
Yeah.
It's always there.
It is. Let's dig into that first part, the foundations and mindset, because that psychological barrier is real. This false choice people feel they have to make. creativity, or commerce. Like, money somehow taints the art.
Oh, totally. That fear of putting a price tag on something that feels so personal, so much a part of you.
But the book flips it. It says, look, business principles give you financial stability. And stability, that's what allows you to create freely.
Because you're not desperately taking any commission that comes along just to pay the rent.
Exactly. You have the breathing room, the creative space to actually work on what matters to you, your masterpiece.
And part of that foundation is defining your vision, isn't it? Getting clear on your unique value.
Yes. You have to articulate what makes you different, why this style, why your perspective. And they argue that your authenticity isn't just like a nice to have.
It's a business asset.
It's your competitive advantage. In a super crowded online world, your unique voice is what makes you stand out.
But standing out isn't enough if no one's looking or if the wrong people are looking. What about finding your audience? Market research.
The book gets really practical here. It's not just love your art. It's understand who buys it.
Okay.
And they give you frameworks that go beyond basic demographics, age, location, whatever. They talk about psychographic profiling.
Sounds fancy. What does that actually mean?
It just means understanding the why behind the purchase. What do your ideal customers value? What are their deeper needs or aspirations? How does your art fit into their life?
So, okay, if I make, say, eco-friendly prints, I'm not just looking for women 25-45.
Right. You're looking for maybe environmentally conscious young professionals who value handcrafted things and buy art that reflects their ethical stance.
Got it. Knowing that helps you tailor everything, your products, your marketing story.
And you're not compromising your art. You're just making sure your authentic work connects with the people who will genuinely appreciate it, your loyal fans.
Okay, let's shift gears to maybe the most intimidating bit for many creatives. The structure, the money, the nitty-gritty, as they call it.
Right, this is where things get serious, professional. The book walks you through why setting up a proper legal structure is important, like sole proprietorship versus an LLC.
Why should an artist just starting out care about that? Isn't it overkill?
Well, see, a lot of artists just operate informally, maybe as a sole proprietor by default. Mm. Legally, that means you are the business. There's no separation.
Okay, so what's the risk?
The risk is liability. If something goes wrong, say a client sues over a big project, or someone gets injured at your craft fair booth, your personal assets could be on the line. Your house, your savings.
Oof. Okay, not good.
An LLC, a limited liability company, creates a legal separation. It puts a protective fence around your business. So if the business gets sued, generally your personal assets are safe.
Okay. So it's protection, but it also probably makes you look more professional to clients, right?
Definitely. It signals you're serious. The book simplifies these steps, making sure you build that solid container for your art business.
Now, maybe the biggest pain point I see, and the book addresses it head on, is pricing. So many creatives just guess, or worse, totally undercharge.
Oh, chronic underpricing. It's rampant, usually out of fear or not valuing their own time and skill.
Or just not knowing how to calculate it properly.
Exactly. They only factor in materials, maybe. But the book gives you actual formulas. It forces you to calculate all the costs. Your overhead studio rent, software subscriptions, marketing tools, and crucially, your time. Not just the painting time, but the emailing, the invoicing, the packing, the shipping.
All those admin hours add up.
They really do. And you need to build in profit, too. The psychological side is key as well. Learning to confidently state your prices and value your expertise.
Okay, so you've got your structure, you're pricing properly. What's next for stability?
Diversified income streams. This is huge. Relying on just one source, like only selling original paintings in one gallery, is really fragile.
Yeah, the market shifts, the gallery closes. Okay. Suddenly, you have zero income. Scary.
Totally. So the book champions this idea of building a delta of many streams, like a river splitting into multiple channels.
How do you build that delta, practically speaking?
It's about strategic stacking. Okay, so you sell an original painting for, say, a high price. Great. But then maybe you take that same image
and sell prints.
Exactly. High quality reproductions, prints, posters, those have higher profit margins usually and reach a wider audience at a lower price point.
Okay. What else?
Licensing deals. This is where you essentially rent the use of your image to a company, maybe for stationery or fabric or home goods. They pay you a fee or royalties.
Ah, like seeing your art on a notebook at Target.
That's the idea. So instead of just that one $5,000 original sale, you've got the original plus maybe a $500 licensing fee, plus you sell 100 prints at $50 each.
Suddenly you've built resilience.
Yeah.
One bad month in the gallery doesn't sink your whole business.
Exactly. Okay, so you've got the art, the structure, the pricing, the income streams. Now you need to get it out there. Marketing and branding.
The book makes a clear point. Branding isn't just your logo.
No, it's the whole feeling, the entire experience and perception people have of your business.
And they distinguish between the personal brand, you, the artist, and the business brand, right?
Yes, they need to work together. You're the face, the personality, the unique vision. But the business needs to feel reliable, professional.
What about online presence? Is it just about Instagram?
Instagram and Pinterest are important for visual artists, definitely. But the book is clear. Your own professional, well-curated website is the non-negotiable hub. Everything else should point back there.
And social media isn't just for selling.
No, the focus should be less on the hard sell and more on sharing your process. Show the messy studio, the sketches, talk about your inspiration, tell your story.
That authenticity thing again.
Absolutely. It builds genuine connection, genuine community. People connect with the why behind the art, not just the finished object.
Yeah.
That makes them loyal.
That makes sense for online, but what if you're, say, a ceramic artist selling mostly locally? Does the book cover smaller scale operations too?
Oh yeah, definitely. It talks about the pros and cons of different sales channels. Direct sales, like your own online shop or local craft fairs, representation, working with galleries or agents, even small scale wholesale.
Okay.
And the e-commerce advice, inventory tracking, figuring out shipping, good customer service that applies whether you sell 5 things a month or 500. It scales.
So if we pull back and look at the big picture, what are the main takeaways, the core messages?
I think there are 4 big interlocking themes that really define the book's philosophy.
Okay. Theme one.
Theme one. Creative integrity and commercial success are compatible. They aren't enemies. In fact, financial stability fuels creative freedom.
Right. If you build the business right, you're essentially becoming your own patron, giving your art the support it needs.
Exactly. Theme two, strategic thinking enhances creative work. This feels counterintuitive to some artists, but using your analytical brain serves your creative goals.
How so?
Well, understanding your audience, what they value, that isn't about selling out. It can genuinely inspire new ideas, new directions for your art that are both authentic and connect with people.
Makes sense. Theme three.
Theme three. Sustainable pricing requires understanding value. You have to ditch the fear-based pricing. Calculate your true costs, including your time, your expertise, your overhead, and then price confidently. Own your value.
No more apologizing for your prices.
Never again. And theme four, authentic marketing builds genuine connections. Marketing isn't slimy sales tactics, it's storytelling.
Sharing the why.
Sharing the why, sharing the process. That attracts the right customers, the ones who connect emotionally and become loyal supporters.
Those are powerful themes. Mm-hmm. The book also seems full of these really memorable lines, right? Things that stick with you.
Oh, definitely. Like little mantras for the artist entrepreneur.
What's one that stands out?
Well, this one hits hard against that cultural undervaluing of creative work. Your art is not a hobby, it's a business. And you deserve to be compensated fairly for your time, expertise, and creativity.
Just validating the labor involved. I like that. What else?
This one directly tackles the selling out fear. Business skills don't kill creativity. They free it by providing the structure and stability that allows artists to take creative risks.
So structure enables freedom. It's the support system.
Exactly. And then there's the power of being yourself. Your creative voice is your competitive advantage. The more authentic you are, the more distinctive your business becomes.
Authenticity as the ultimate differentiator. No one else can copy you.
Precisely. And finally, one that reframes what success even means. Success in creative business isn't about becoming famous. It's about building a sustainable practice that supports your artistic goals and personal life.
Shifting away from chasing fame towards building a life that actually works for you, supported by your art. That's realistic.
It is. And the beauty of this book is how practical it is. You, the listener, can literally take action today.
Okay, give us some immediate first steps. What can someone do right now?
Okay, first, pricing implementation. Stop guessing. Now, use the book's ideas, even a basic version, to calculate a baseline price. Factor in materials, all your time, admin included, overhead. Get a real number.
No more pulling numbers out of thin air.
No more. Second, financial setup. If you haven't already, open a separate bank account for your business. Today, Stop mixing personal and business money. It's chaos for taxes and clarity. Start tracking income and expenses, even in a simple spreadsheet.
Get organized. What else?
Third, contract negotiation. Even for small commissions, get something in writing. Use the book's checklists if you need to. Make sure it covers basics like what you're delivering, payment schedule, who owns the rights, maybe limits on revisions. Professionalism protects you.
Good boundaries. Final tip.
Fourth, do a quick portfolio audit. Look at your website or online portfolio with fresh eyes. Is the photography great? Does it truly represent your best, most current work? Is the style consistent? Curate it. Make it look professional and focused.
Those are all really actionable. For me, what was most impactful about diving into this was just how systematic it makes everything feel. It takes something that often feels like it relies on luck or passion alone and turns it into something you can actually build with strategy and control.
Yeah, that shift from hope to strategy is huge. And that idea we keep coming back to, viewing your authenticity not just as a feeling, but as a tangible financial asset, that's incredibly liberating for artists.
And the timing feels right too, doesn't it? With technology now, artists can connect directly with audiences, bypassing a lot of the old gatekeepers.
Absolutely. The creative economy offers opportunities like never before. And the real enduring value of Art, Inc. is that it gives you the practical map to navigate this landscape, to thrive in it, make a sustainable living, and do it all while staying true to your creative vision, building a durable, sound business on your own terms.
A fantastic roadmap indeed. This has been a really insightful dive. See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Akatra Foundation.